Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game 6 of the NBA Finals went the way of the Indiana Pacers last night. Oklahoma City jumped out to, 10-2 at the beginning of that game?
It was quick.
And then it was all Pacers after that. 109 or 108-91, the final score in Indianapolis.
And it wasn't that close.
It wasn't. It really wasn't, because Indiana just... I don't even know how to describe what they did, because they played a frenetic pace, hair on fire, and absolutely just snapped any energy from the Thunder. Defensively, they were everywhere. They took care of the basketball to where Oklahoma City had no margin for error, and they just kept on gacking it away over and over and over again.
And it was really interesting because the Thunder came into this series and this season being one of the most disruptive teams we've seen in the modern era. Their ability to generate turnovers is one of the best we've ever seen, while also taking incredibly good care of the ball. And their three-point versatility just continues to kind of be in question. Last night, they go 8 of 30 from 3, but they have 21 turnovers, the Thunder. And it wasn't the Pacers picking up at 94 feet and applying a bunch of pressure, because the realization became, we've been doing this for 5 games against SGA. What has SGA done? 30 points a game, 30 points a game, 30 points a game. Mm-hmm. Even though you can tell he's getting tired... The game the other night, not last night, but before, where SGA has 15 of the Thunder's final 16 points, despite all that pressure, it just wasn't worth it. So they get out of pressing 94 feet, and instead they let them get in their half court, and instead of expending that energy in the full court, they expend it in the half court. And they're pushing, they're pressing, they're being physical, they're jumping passing lanes, they're rotating like bats out of hell. I don't think the Pacers missed a rotation last night in the first 3 quarters.
No, it was pretty crazy to see. And then on the flip side of it, Oklahoma City's head was spinning, because Indiana would get in the half-court offense and the ball would just move, and then you'd see that rotation just get jumbled up, and there were guys open all night long for Indiana. And... Oklahoma City shot 8 of 30 from 3. That was helped because they went 5 of 10 in the fourth quarter from 3. They were 3 of 20. And for the longest time in that game, deep into the third quarter, they only had 2 three-point makes.
And it wasn't that they were missing open shot after open shot. The Pacers were forcing them into shots that they didn't like. The Thunder are really good at getting the shots they want to get. They weren't getting those.
It was a phenomenal. They had great individual performances. TJ McConnell almost having a 5-by-5 was crazy, with only like 12 points. TJ McConnell last night, it was, he was kind of everywhere for them. 12 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, and took care of the ball really well until like later in the game when he was on the floor and it didn't really matter. I mean, and this is the thing. So OKC wasn't making shots. When they hadn't been making shots from three over the course of the series, mm-hmm. they had created turnovers, which is very un-Indiana-like mm-hmm. throughout this postseason. And they would make you pay. We go back to, hell, even go back to game five, where there was that stretch of, in about a minute of game time, four turnovers created by Oklahoma City. And it was like, we don't need to shoot the three. We can just kill you by creating turnovers, creating fast break opportunities, and getting the ball in hoop easy looks. Oklahoma City went 8 of 30 from three and outshot from the field the Indiana Pacers last mm-hmm. night. Like, it was...
The Pacers were great offensively.
Turnovers? Mm-hmm. And the fact that Indiana was relentless in that half-court defense mm-hmm. and flawless in everything that they did.
The other thing is...
Two turnovers, too, for most of the game.
I hate getting this far into talking about the Pacers, and this has been the theme of this throughout this series. Pascal Siakam has been so damn steady.
I knew he was going to go off when he gave the eyes rolled back in the back of his head in that pregame video. When they were in the tunnel and his eyes were rolled back like he's the Undertaker, that was awesome, dude.
16 and 13, it's not going to jump off the page at you, but like, he was just a dude. Like, his ability to like just make plays when they matter. And he's been the guy, like Nesmith and Nembhard are going to get a lot of the credit for the perimeter defense, particularly as it pertains to Shea and J-Dub, but there was three or four different times where Pascal got switched on to either one of them, and they just neither one of those guys could sniff anything.
Yep.
And that's the importance of Pascal Siakam being 6'9" and being mobile and being just a truck. Like, he's just so difficult to deal with. And we talked about this a lot leading to this series, and the idea of like, if the Pacers pull this off, what it means for this team, but like what it means for Rick Carlisle. He would be one of four coaches to win a title with two franchises, and he would have done it in two vastly different ways against two teams that were thought to be so superior, against the Heatles and against this OKC team, when you talk about like historically where they stand. But the way Carlisle has deployed McConnell, the way he has deployed Nembhard, like, I think everybody thought coming into the series that Nesmith would be the guy on SGA, and they tried that, and SGA ate him up, and you would mm-hmm. think like Nesmith, bigger, stronger, longer, more athletic. No, he goes, that's not working. We're going to go with Nembhard. I don't care that he's smaller. And Nembhard has been the guy that has bothered SGA the most and has spent the most time on him and been the best on him. Now, SGA is going to SGA, but like...
Dude, Nembhard from three last night, too. I mean, when he hit those two corner threes, mm-hmm. he had that stretch where he scored 8 straight points to kind of open things up for them. When he is hitting threes like that, and then Halley has the ability to walk into open threes, like, that's when Halliburton made his impact. And should be noted, guy, nobody knew what his status would be. He wasn't the same, and he was limited minutes-wise.
Which was great for them.
But he looked really good for a guy who's dealing with a significant injury. He did enough for them to win, and he is an ultimate facilitator. We're talking about, you know, Siakam doing all the things that don't show up in a box score. Mm-hmm. Halliburton has been that guy, which is why people think he's overrated. But last night in 23 minutes, plus 25 is plus minus.
And the machine that is the Pacers, Halliburton is the engine. Yes, everybody else kind of feeds off that. McConnell does his own kind of version of it. But game five, when Halley was dinged up and you could really see it, it impacted the Pacers so much because Halley wasn't even able to be an effective decoy, because him just like spotting up, it doesn't have the same gravity. Even though he's a damn near 50, 40, 90 shooter,
mm-hmm.
he's not a volume guy. So you don't necessarily treat him the exact same way. And everybody kind of knew what was going on. Whereas last night, he's getting off the ball and moving. And when he gets off the ball and moves, it's not Steph Curry, but it's Curry-esque in that when he moves off the ball, because you know that that ball's going to ping around, and it may end up back with him, it may end up with Pascal, like, you have to worry about him more when he's cutting through, coming out the other side. And I thought the play that kind of encapsulated that the most was the give and go. Pump fake at the three-point line, one-step drive, kick to the corner, immediate catch on the give and go.
No idea what play you're talking about.
Oh, you don't remember that? Yeah, he got Chet up in the air, and then kicks it to the corner, catches it immediately on the run, and just hits a little bit of a floater. And it was like, oh, that's pretty. Like, that's Pacers basketball right there. That's the thing that they were missing in Game 5.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that was basically the point at which the Pacers put the stamp on it. Now, the three to close out the third quarter and get it back to 30, that was the death knell. That was it. Like, this game's over. 30 piece. You're done. You're cooked. Figure it out. We're on to the next. Which is why having that lead and being at that point there, having Haliburton only play 23 minutes and then get the 3 days off, he's not going to magically heal. But you didn't have to play him 37 minutes and die down the, like, he could start his rehab before he gets on the plane. And like, I genuinely believe that is going to be a big factor going into game 7.
It'll be interesting. Did Indiana leave last night, or they don't play till Sunday? It would be interesting to see if they leave tomorrow, like mid-afternoon, so Haliburton can be at home, get treatment, and then take off and go. You don't want to be in Oklahoma City any longer than you have.
Not only that, when you're dealing with any kind of tissue injury, you don't want to be at altitude either, because you always want to have the most oxygen, blood circulation.
Driving.
Yeah, it would be funny. Like,
10-hour drive.
There's been that kind of stuff's happened before.
Yep.
It's not common, but it's not uncommon either. But also, a lot of these guys now, when they do have those injuries,
didn't a Blazer do that? Punctured lung, went somewhere.
Yep.
Drove from Texas to Florida or something.
I thought it was Utah, but it did happen. Because you can't get to elevation with a deflated lung. Was it CJ?
I don't know.
I think it was CJ.
Maybe.
But as it pertains to not only just Haliburton, but NBA players in general, like, these guys, they travel with like hyperbaric chambers now.
Yeah.
Like, so they can try.
Crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. But there's so many things going into Game 7 and all the history that goes around Game 7s, because it's actually been very funny, because these offenses have been what they've been in this, and we talk about, oh, it's these high-powered offenses. You know what the ratings are for their team, both teams? It's 109 and 110.
Yep.
Would have been two of the worst offenses in the league this year.
Doesn't matter. It's the finals.
Exactly.
They're worn out. They're run ragged. And what we had last night was balance from the Indiana Pacers. You had six players in double figures, the leading scorer, 20 points. Off the bench, Obi Toppin with a phenomenal game. We will talk about TJ McConnell, Obi Toppin, and in the bench coming through for the Indiana Pacers, and where this Game 7 is headed, because it's the first Game 7 that we've had since 2016. People love a Game 7. Even if this has been a series that not a lot of people have watched for whatever reason, you have missed really good basketball in a lot of the games.
Insane.
This Game 7 will have everybody's attention on Sunday in Oklahoma City.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.